The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Good Thursday morning to you, not just any Thursday morning, the madness. Live looking, South Point Hotel Casino Sportsbook, where it is already beginning more than 2 hours before tip-off of the West Virginia-Maryland game. It's Gil Alexander, it's Kelly Bidlin, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, however you're taking us in this morning, all proudly brought to you by BetMGM. What's happening, baby? Let's do this.
Man.
I'm so pumped for
Survivor. What a day.
So pumped for Survivor. So I walk in the building. It's a true story. Walk in the building. And this is the beauty of March Madness. Walk in the South Point. It's about, I don't know, what, 100 steps from the front door to the studio? I'm not good at that kind of thing. But about 40 steps in, I'm rolling by the bar here at the South Point, which is the route I take from the front door. And there is Marshawn Lynch, beast mode himself, with his girlfriend or wife, not sure. Maybe, you know, I'm not sure with whom. Maybe none of the above. But he is intently asking an older female Filipina employee of the South Point to educate him in curse words and Tagalog. And so I felt that I was going to ask him to come on the show, but I didn't want to interrupt. And so then when I came back out there, he was gone. Can we get slightly intoxicated beast mode on the show to give his final four?
I'm going to run out there and see if I can track him down again when Jeff's on with us here next segment.
I'll let you know what he was trying to translate into.
It was a great pre-show moment because I walked, I did my normal Starbucks thing. I walked by, cut in front of 50 people, grabbed my cup because I ordered on my phone. And then I walked by that same bar. I kind of drinking my coffee. I kind of looked over just real quick, and I'm like, "Man, that guy looks like Marshawn Lynch." Walked in here, and then you're like, "Did you see Marshawn Lynch?" I'm like, "I can't tell if Gil's messing with me or not."
It's totally Marshawn.
Like, no, it's Marshawn Lynch just by himself at the South Point bar. Basically,
oh, he wasn't by himself.
Not by himself. Yeah. Those two were by themselves though.
So we'll try to get him on the show a little later on. Maybe give him his final four. Maybe we'll just say, "Hey, Aaron Rodgers, your thoughts," and then let him on the leash, as Kevy Keva suggested earlier. We should do that. Okay, I got a bunch of. We're gonna do some bets here at the beginning. Let's get our bets out of the way. We'll also, remind folks of them by the end of the show. But we got March Madness picks. I have a tennis play as well. I want to give you my Survivor picks. We also got to talk about Aaron Rodgers and I guess associated line movement as Aaron Rodgers has finally announced out loud, "I want to play for the New York Jets." Do you like the whole Aaron Rodgers thing where he's like, you know, I went into the darkness. I was gonna retire. The old retreat, the darkness retreat. And now the whole, and I think this is what he was gunning for the whole time, is, but man, they really changed there in Green Bay. They, I thought they wanted me, and now it's clear they don't. So he, like, can absolve himself of any crimes against the Packer fan base. It's like,
he's so obnoxious.
Yeah, it's like, stop it already.
I heard Schefter this morning. Like, did you catch the whole text thing? Like, lose my number?
Lose my number.
Apparently, that was the first time Adam Schefter had ever texted Aaron Rodgers because he had been told by people in the past, like, he's not a guy to contact personally.
Lose my number.
Lose my number is when he responds to the first text. I hate his cadence. When he's on with Magvies, I was like, so, this is what happened, and then I was wronged this way.
Wrong.
And if I talk like this, it makes me sound smarter than you.
That's right.
And people should think I'm this smart because I speak this slowly and I don't say much. I'm like, oh my God, just say something already,
also,
Rodgers.
Also unspoken, and this might be the reason my entire family doesn't talk to me. That was not mentioned in that entire exchange. Oh. Anyway, here are the associated odds on this. So Jets and Packers odds movement. The Jets become, what, the fourth short shot to win the AFC, I guess? I think they're 6-1-ish, depending where you shop around on these as well. But you know, here's Jets and Packers Super Bowl odds movement. The Jets on March 6th were 25-1. The Packers were 35-1. Earlier this week, the Jets were 15-1. The Packers 35-1, respectively. And today, 14-1 on the Jets, 35-1 on the Packers. So cut that in half for the AFC, and you got the Jets at about 6 or 7-1 to win the conference. The Jets still have to beat the Bills in the AFC East. So even with Aaron Rodgers, most would assume, yes, we know, we understand what assuming does. Most would still believe that there'll be a wild card and that Aaron Rodgers and the Jets would go on the road and win 3 football games and get to the Super Bowl. Yeah, no, I don't think that's happening. Bills plus 125 to win the AFC East. Jets plus 210 with Aaron Rodgers. Dolphins plus 360, Patriots plus 750. Hey, anything could happen. But Aaron Rodgers to the Jets, and there's your associated line movement.
Yeah, there's a lot of offseason to go and draft, right?
Jets 8-1, just to be clear, at DraftKings currently.
Yeah, that is...
Shop around for all these.
Yeah, I don't know how you feel about it, but it's... good luck, Jets. There's still a lot of offseason to go, but you are at least fourth in the AFC still.
Parles is coming up. Parles in charge. Jeff Parlay is coming up on the show. Host of the Saturday and Sunday Bet Prep to give his NCAA picks here momentarily. He's a Jets and Mets fan. Edwin Diaz injured in Puerto Rico's celebration in the World Baseball Classic. So we'll get his thoughts on how he feels about that development for the Mets and how he feels about Aaron Rodgers to the Jets. What could possibly go wrong? Chris Felica from Fox Sports. Are we familiar with the Chris Felica from Fox? I used to know another Chris Felica from elsewhere. He's got some NCAA picks as well, some historical tidbits he'd like to share. Little dose of the crack man in the middle of the show, and then Dr. Bob with his favorite first-round selections in the NCAA tournament. Should we do our picks here real quick?
Yeah, let's hit them.
All right, so first, let me do the tennis pick. This came out not last night, but the night before, because the quarterfinals were set, and the way that they do it at Indian Wells is they play the round of 16, all of them in one day, and then they spread the quarterfinals. It's like a slow burn to the end. So the Carolina Muchova plus two, it's actually plus 223, guys, I believe, that was sent out. I bet that the night before last, and that is now at about plus 185 against Elena Rybakina, former Wimbledon champ. I would play it as low down to plus 170 on Carolina Muchova. Her numbers are just as good as Rybakina's on this kind of surface, short-term numbers. And so the big plus money represents tons of value. If this was a faster surface, certainly a faster hard court, let alone grass, I wouldn't be making this play. But on this surface, which is a grindy, slow as all get out hard court, Muchova is the play. And that's the only play today after a day with not having any plays in tennis. So Carolina Muchova, your big dog play in tennis, that's at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. So while you're watching the madness, you might want to have that bet going on as well. Now, the picks that I have, the actual ATS plays in the first round of the NC2A tournament, these are all today. I believe all these three, these three are all today, right? Yeah. West Virginia is the first tip-off. It's 9:15 Pacific, 12:15 p.m. Eastern. That kicks off the madness. Again, this is a fade of Maryland. And Jameer Young having led the way for Maryland this year. But I just don't feel like Maryland's a good basketball team. I've watched them many times, and I think everybody has the same impression of them. They're a bit fraudulent. They certainly have weird home road splits, and I get it. This is not a traditional road game, but it is a neutral site. And I think Huggy Bear in West Virginia gets it done against Maryland. I got it West Virginia minus two. I think if you're at the three, maybe just play the money line. But I got them at minus two. That's my play on West Virginia. I'm taking Northwestern against Boise State. Call it a hunch. I like Boise State. I was mentioning Tyson Degenhardt. I like his game, his impact on every game for Boise State. But I think Boo Booey is the best player on the court. I think he makes a huge play at the end, whether it's scoring or perhaps even more likely via the pass. Northwestern minus a point and a half over Boise State. I think Northwestern has a nice day today and at least makes that story that much better. They're only their second all-time appearance in the NCAA tournament for the Northwestern Wildcats. And then thirdly, I did play some chalk. I took Tennessee. Tennessee minus the 9.5 against Louisiana. That's a good number because that number's back up to about 11, but I got it at this good point at 9.5. So taking Tennessee, I actually think with all the thought of all these upsets that people like to call, I actually think this one goes the other way. And with all the Rick Barnes hate, I actually think it does not manifest today in Tennessee's lockdown defense is the difference. Now, these happen to also be my three Survivor plays of the day as well. So, Survivor, again, I will tell you time and time again, I say it every year, it is the greatest betting vehicle there is. It is so much fun. It's chess to the brackets checkers. You got to know who to pick that you can't use again. You also have to keep teams alive through it, you know, to the Elite Eight, to the Final Four, as long as you can so that you are the last man standing, because otherwise you'll be eliminated that way as well. I mentioned a good sort of extra level note on the show yesterday about knowing the scheduling, because optionality is the key, so you got to really be aware of scheduling from week to week in this. But I'm taking the same three teams. Now, here's the deal. You are incentivized to take lower seeds, because on tiebreakers towards the end, it's going to be about aggregate seeding. So the more risks you take, the better off you'll be. Now, I didn't necessarily do that today, Kelly, because I went with those three teams, which are a 4 seed in Tennessee, a 7 seed in Northwestern, I believe they are, and a 9 seed in West Virginia. 4, 7, and 9. So that's not like going crazy about it. Now, there is a rule in the Survivor contest that I'm in. You're allowed 1 rebuy per entry. So I've got the 3 entries. You're allowed 1 rebuy per entry before the Sweet 16. So you're saying to yourself, well, Gil, if you have a rebuy, why didn't you take ridiculous risks today? I actually don't think the upsets are coming today. I think they're coming tomorrow. So today I played it somewhat conservatively, somewhat, because not completely, right, because there's a 7 and a 9 in there, but somewhat conservatively, and then tomorrow I'll go for broke and then use my rebuys if I have to on those. That's the strategy on that, Kelly.
There you go. I got some action today. I'm laying a lot of chalk, though, too. That was my overwhelming thing.
Ooh.
Too. Utah State, these are all first round. UConn, Creighton are tomorrow. Utah State laid 1.5. San Diego State laid the 4. Most of these were all made on openers. I was getting in front of some of these line moves. Arkansas 1.5, and then Auburn plus 1.5. I believe they've moved to that favorite side of things. So, yeah, I'm involved, Gil. We'll have some fun NCAA tournament starting up. Always a great betting time.
Yeah, I got 3 futures from way back when, right? I have Virginia 40-1, not confident. I have Creighton 30-1. I think those are 41, 31 in that order. I might have flipped them.
I believe you're right.
And yeah, then and then UCLA 12-1. So 2 of the 8 teams in the formula, which we'll remind people of here at some point in the show as well. Jeff Parlay. Parles in charge. Next, his thoughts on the NCAA tournament. It's a numbers game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Numbers game proudly brought to you by BetMGM Nevada. You know how this goes down each and every time. BetMGM won't take you but a few seconds to sign up for the BetMGM app. Won't take you but a few minutes to actually make bets. That's all you got to do. Download the BetMGM app today and stop by any MGM casino on the strip with your state-issued ID to open an account. Start placing sports bets from anywhere in Nevada. Whatever your sport, whatever your betting style, you're going to love BetMGM's state-of-the-art technology and fan-friendly specials every day of the week. Visit BetMGM. Terms and conditions. Must be 21 or older and physically located in Nevada. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Skill Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin. Some other NFL news and notes, by the way, as we squeeze them into a day of madness beyond the Aaron Rodgers story. Washington got their quarterback, hashtag not Lamar Jackson, Jacoby Brissett. Welcome. Sam Howell and Jacoby Brissett. By the way, I love Jacoby Brissett as a player, right? I love him as a dude. You and I have both met him, actually. Yeah. He's a great guy. He's not Lamar Jackson.
No.
In every way, Jackson. You would say. In every way. Yeah.
Like I texted you yesterday. It was one of those, I covered them both in high school.
Yeah.
Both of them playing high school ball. Jacoby Brissett was one of the most mature, intelligent. I just couldn't believe how professional he was.
Such
and understood
dude.
It at the yep. age of like 18. Lamar may be on the other side of that coin. But yeah, the athletic skills, let's not compare. Let's not go compare there.
Zeke Elliott, gone. No longer a Cowboy after 7 seasons. A move that is at least 2 seasons too late, one would say. One might say. And then the running back sort of musical chairs continues. Miles Sanders, who is out of Philadelphia as David Montgomery went into Philadelphia. Sanders ends up with the Panthers, 4-year, $25 million deal. And then David Montgomery went to the Lions, right? Rashard Penny went to the Eagles. So
yes.
Let's start that again. Rashard Penny to the Eagles, Miles Sanders out to the Panthers, 4-year, $25 million deal. And then David Montgomery to the Lions, Jamal Williams out of Detroit. He goes to the Saints.
Nailed it.
3-year, $12 million
deal. You got the running back carousel down.
Telling you, man.
I didn't really realize before right now of how many of those guys just was A to B to B to C to C to D.
Musical chairs. Ladies and gentlemen, Jeff Parlay joins us. He used to be the producer of this here program twice. The Grover Cleveland of producers. Producer number 5, producer number 8. Parle's in charge. By the way, he's also the host of Saturday and Sunday Bet Prep here on the network. It's Jeff Parlay, everybody. How you doing, Parles?
Good morning, Gil. Good morning. It's the best day of the sports calendar today.
It really is. Before we get to your picks, real quick, because you're a Mets and Jets fan. I want I want a sentence or two on how you feel about these two things. One, Aaron Rodgers to your Jets.
How is it going to go wrong, Gil?
Yeah,
that's kind of my, because it's just, this is the most talented guy who will ever play quarterback for the Jets. The team is set up to win with a good quarterback. I'm just concerned that we're missing something here, that something is going to go awry. I don't know if that's Rodgers just won't care. I don't know if it's that he'll get hurt. It's just something sneaky bad is going to happen. It's either going to be that, or the Jets are going to finally break that playoff drought, which, as soon as the Kings make the playoffs in the NBA, it'll be the longest in North American sports. And then I'm assuming the other one is the Edwin Diaz injury.
That would be it. Edwin Diaz, who suffers the right knee injury during the on-field celebration of Puerto Rico's win over the Dominican Republic in the World Baseball Classic. By the way, Diaz undergoing an MRI today to further assess the injury. I don't mean to laugh, but it's just so Mets.
It's just so bad in so many ways. And in all likelihood, Gil, I don't know if there's going, and this is such a fluky injury too. So I don't know if there's going to be another World Baseball Classic at this with a lot of major league players playing in it, because I would imagine teams seeing this, even the fluky nature of that injury, I don't see teams letting their top guys play in this tournament moving forward after this year, after something like that. And of course it's the guy that the highest paid reliever in the history of baseball that gets hurt. Now the Mets, they're fortunate that David Robertson got signed, because they'd really be in trouble, assuming that injury is as bad as it looked.
All right, let's get to it, Jeffrey. What are your favorite plays today and tomorrow, if you want to even extend into tomorrow?
Let's start with in the early slate, Gilly. Your Wahoos taking on Furman. I know a very respected group is on Virginia, but I am on the other side here. I don't think this Virginia team is any good, Gil, and we've seen it in the non-national championship teams of Tony Bennett. When they haven't had multiple NBA quality players who can score the basketball, they have had trouble advancing in the tournament. Their big advancement before their title team, they had Malcolm Brogdon, who obviously is a legitimate NBA player. You know how good that team that won the title was. They had three guys who played in the league, in Ty Jerome, and DeAndre Hunter, who was a lottery pick. This team has no NBA players. And I am concerned, even though they made it to the ACC final, I don't see them having enough offense, even against a Paladins team that is known for their offense, not necessarily their defense. I think the Paladins, who are a veteran-laden team, who have very thick skin, Gil, after getting beat in just gut-wrenching fashion last year in the Southern Championship. It was that epic buzzer beater by Chattanooga to knock them out, and then Chattanooga, quite frankly, should have beat Illinois in the first round last year. That's a really good Furman team. I love Bartlow. This is a good team that should be able to cover six. There's plenty of six out there. I took six with the Paladins. That's honestly the thing that is far and away the best play I have for today, Gil.
Are you sprinkling a little on the money line? It felt like you might be.
Yeah, I'm going to. I'll take a small piece. Not a big one, but a small piece on that one. And then the other, going to the early, keep it in the early slate for another one. I don't have a play on this, but I have to imagine that I'm going to have something in pocket. After watching Nevada last night and knowing the numbers on the Mountain West is not capable of playing in the tournament, Gil. And the other three Mountain West teams are all in action. So first one up, Utah State's playing the fighting, as you've said, the fighting parlays and the fighting Ben Wilson's in the University of Missouri in Sacramento today. Look, the Tigers haven't won a tournament game since before Ben and I were in college. The last time they won a tournament game was 2010. I think that streak snaps today. After watching Nevada last night against a pretty mediocre Arizona State team just getting run.
Boy, they were ready to play. Yeah.
They weren't ready. They weren't ready to play last night. Which, again, very odd to see a team not ready to play in the NCAA tournament. But I just think that the Mountain West, when you put them up against teams that are real teams outside of their league, they crumble. I think Mizzou wins. I think they'll win. I'm probably going to just take the plus 105 instead of taking the point and a half. Tigers get it done. The only reason I'm hesitant on College of Charleston against San Diego State is there is a path where this is just such a brutal matchup for College of Charleston, because the way San Diego State plays they'll be able to take away College of Charleston's transition play. And San Diego State is one of the best defensive teams in the country. They might be able to slow Charleston down enough to really take them out of their game. So I may end up with a little bit of Charleston, but that's a little bit of a hesitation right now.
Yeah, Charleston does feel a little bit like the very popular low seed to advance that gets absolutely stifled. There is a little bit that could happen. Yes.
Yeah, if you were to tell me a 12 got run, that would be the 12 that I would say probably gets run more than anyone of the 12 seeds. And I guess you could argue that DCU could get run against St. Mary's. We'll get to that in a second. And then the last one, I'm on Northwestern. I'm moneyline Northwestern. I didn't like Boise State to begin with. I know they deserve to make the tournament based off their resume. Whenever I watched them, they didn't really ever look like a true tournament team. They've also never won a game in the NCAA tournament, which is kind of nuts. But Northwestern -125, also good as well, Gil.
Boise State 0-8 all time. What was your in the NCAA tournament? What was your St. Mary's VCU remark you wanted to make?
I think VCU is a little too popular, Gil.
Okay.
I know St. Mary's. The last time we saw St. Mary's, they were scoring barely 40 points against Gonzaga. But Gil, you know this. The team's never as good as they appeared in the previous game, and never as bad as they appeared in the previous game. So I just haven't liked the 8-10 all year. There's a reason that league was only one bid. There's a reason their regular season and tournament champion was a 12 seed. It was really bad this year. And St. Mary's, I'm surprised this team in at 4. So for tomorrow, this is the game. This is the team and play that I like the best. I like St. Mary's the most. Laying 4 against the Rams of VCU.
Okay. All right. And your final 4, Jeff, is what?
All right. Left side's a little bit wacko. Creighton out of the south. Duke out of the east. The right side a little more chalky. Texas out of the Midwest. Kansas survives that gauntlet out of the west. And then I have the Texas Longhorns beating the Duke Blue Devils in the national
title.
There
you go. 3 of 4 from the championship formula, and one of them winning it all. Jeff, listen, we got to run, but you were kind enough to do the Megapod, the March Madness Megapod earlier this week, and I offered my condolences then. I will offer them here on A Numbers Game. Your grandfather, obviously, passed away. For those who don't know, Jeff talked about it on Twitter. Stephen Parles, who introduced himself to me back in the day as Stephen Parlay, which caused me much shame. My condolences on behalf of everybody. Your grandfather was a great man. Loved you very much. Always remember that. So our best to you, and thanks for doing all these shows nonetheless.
Thank you very much, Gil. And sitting Shiva over the weekend just showed how many people loved him so much.
Yeah. Thank you, Jeffrey. Coming back with Chris Felica.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Get everything you need to bet the madness this year for only $19. Whether you're filling out a bracket or betting against the spread, our team's here to get you ready for every game and every round of the tournament. Only VSiN Pro subscribers get unlimited access to our daily best bets, tools like our exclusive betting splits, plus our Big Dance bracket and betting guides. These guides feature in-depth breakdowns of all 68 teams, Cinderella selections, bracket predictions, and picks on every tournament game from VSiN experts like Brent Musburger and Greg Hoops Peterson. Sign up today to get the betting guides plus full access to VSiN through the end of the tournament for only $19 at VSiN.com/subscribe. Hour 45 minutes before the madness tips off. Every live look-in we do of the South Point Hotel Casino Sportsbook, Jimmy Vaccaro is like milling about.
Yeah, he's policing the territory.
He's policing it. He wants to know what you're betting. He wants to know how he can help. That's what the South Point offers that no one else does. Living legends milling about.
And he lets people know how to bet. It's get your rotation number ready, have your rotation number, your team, and your money. Have it all ready.
It's phenomenal. Jimmy walks around, calls everybody a kid, makes everybody feel youthful. Vinny walks around smugly and tells everybody, hey, you're not banned. You can bet whatever you want. And then there's Chrissy. It's a beautiful place. By the way, we get tweets at Beating the Book. I know Felica is away.
I can't believe how many people are here, or how many people were here an hour and a half ago.
Except we can't find Marshawn Lynch anymore.
Marshawn Lynch has disappeared. Bartender didn't even know who he was, man.
Again, jeez. I walk by intently asking a employee of the South Point to give him curse words in Tagalog. That's what Marshawn Lynch was doing this morning. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Spike Magruder. Embiid, the new favorite for MVP at DraftKings as of this morning. Spike, I know, and here's the deal. I listened to Zach Lowe's podcast, Kelly. As things fall all around the studio, I listened to Zach Lowe's podcast and I heard the case as to why he thinks Jokic might not be the MVP. And I found the case flimsy. He was like, oh, he's not as good on defense this year. You know what really troubles Zach Lowe about Jokic this year? Zach Lowe, who voted for Jokic the last 2 years, is that he has 47 kicked balls on defense. Have you ever heard this stat before?
No.
Last year, the most kicked balls in the entire NBA was Vucevic at 14. Jokic has 47. This bothers Zach Lowe. He's like, this is just a lazy way to play defense. I argue, nope, it's actually clever. If you don't know, if you think you're going to get beat on a play, kick the ball.
Sure. Yeah, I'm with you.
Pick and roll's about to beat you, I'll kick that ball out of bounds.
It's probably a little bit of both, right? Yeah. It's a little bit of lazy defense sometimes, but if it saves you from getting burned on a layup or something like that, then yeah, it's worth it.
That's why he's not the favorite anymore? Come on, man.
Minus 110 Embiid, Jokic plus 150, Giannis plus 350 right now.
Todd from Steady Picks, we need a segment for March Madness Survivor today. I did a little Survivor in the first segment. Matt Warrior 13. Very excited for UCLA's run as well. Let's see here. Indiana Jet. As a diehard Jets fan, I'm not betting them to win anything. I will, however, put some money on Rodgers to win MVP at 18-1 based on the giant chip that appears to be firmly planted on his shoulder. For sure. Pat Taylor was thrilled to see parlay. Steven Vegas, as a fellow Mets fan, I understand crying and feeling nauseous all night, but does parlay have to do his entire spot from his bathroom in case he feels the sudden urge to vomit again? Why can't Mets fans have nice things? Well, from parlay's bathroom, we go to Chris Velika on a tarmac somewhere, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Velika from Fox Sports, everybody. The Bear, how you doing, Chris?
Now, as I've reached the hotel, so I'm good. Yeah, it's funny. I think the Mets are going to try and plan that bullpen now from the Yankees to have when they had Wetland and Rivera back there in the late 90s. I mean, the bullpen of David Robertson and maybe Zach Britton. I mean, it just matches up really well, right? I mean, is that not perfect Mets or what?
Oh, it's so Mets.
It sucks. I mean, yeah, I joke, but it sucks. It's terrible.
Rivera,
that injury happened. It's kind of torpedoes your season.
Rivera, who used to set up for Wetland back in the day, one season, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you, Chris, you did your historical tidbits piece for Fox. I don't want you to necessarily go through all of them, but what was a couple or two or three of them that you thought were pretty fascinating to you and maybe triggers a bet or two, perhaps?
I think it's interesting that you look Creighton NC State. I mean, I like Creighton in the game. It's not one of my better plays. It's a side that I lean towards. But if you go back and look at some of these double-digit at-large teams from the ACC, they get in a double-digit seed. If you go back last 5 years, like four of the five won the game outright. And the one that lost was that Virginia Tech-Florida game in overtime. So it just goes back to that whole a lot of people, oh, yeah, they shouldn't even be in the tournament. And here they are. They show up in the tournament, and they're quite capable of winning the game, and they often do. We talk about the upsets and a lot of momentum for Kent State, a lot of momentum for Furman, and it makes sense if you go back over the last, four tournaments, four seeds are 4-12 against the number, and five of them have lost outright. And again, it's a trend, it's ATS, it's a trend, but it makes sense when you think about the type of matchup that it is. You're looking at a fringe top 25 team against a good mid-major that won a pretty decent mid-major league. I mean, those upsets happen all the time in the regular season. So I think a lot of people sometimes get to see 4-13 and see this huge gap in seeding and think there's a huge gap between the teams. But as some of these point spreads will tell you, there really isn't. And that's the thing with Furman and Virginia as well. I mean, yes, Virginia did win the national title that 1 year, but the other 4 years where they were eliminated by a team seeded nine spots or worse. So, I mean, these are the types of games that does get Virginia. So those were a couple. I do find it interesting, all of the love for Connecticut. I think maybe I'm a little too close to the moon, a little too close to the sun living in Connecticut, but the amount of love that I've heard for UConn going to the Final Four for a team that hasn't won a tournament game or won one tournament game since 2014 and eliminated in the first round both years under Dan Hurley. I mean, it's crazy to think that They almost seem to be like the most popular pick to get to the Final Four from that region. So there's a bunch out there, and I don't want to bore you with all of them.
No. Well, let's go.
The numbers that were written.
Yeah. People can access your piece at Chris Velika on Twitter. That's the best place to get it.
Yeah, it's there. Yep, that's where I tweeted it out. It's on FoxSports.com.
Okay. Now you have a bevy of picks as well here. I'm seeing. Which few would you like to highlight?
Well, I will say this, Gil. At the end of the day, either you or I are going to be buying back into Survivor, because I actually am oppo you with a couple of the picks.
Wow.
I actually went with Boise State and Maryland with Survivor picks.
Oh,
I actually really like Boise State today. I know the Mountain West has struggled, and I bet if you wait, you're probably going to get an even better number on Boise State than the 1 or 1.5. I know the Mountain West has struggled. I know Nevada was terrible. But look, nothing about Nevada's profile screamed tournament team. I mean, they probably shouldn't even have been in the tournament. But Northwestern does not shoot the ball well at all. I know you're talking about Boo Boo, and he might be the best player on the court, but I think the supporting cast for Boise is better. I think they have more answers on offense, and I think the Broncos do get the win. I do like Boise State there, and I went with Maryland just because, again, it's a toss-up type game, and everybody seems to be siding with West Virginia solely because of Maryland's play away from College Park, and I just don't know what West Virginia has done to warrant the benefit of the doubt in what they have done this year as well. They've been as kind of disappointing and really disjointed as any team this season. I know Bob Huggins was searching for answers a lot, but I think Maryland has the best player on the floor, and I do like the Terps there. I'm looking at the other games I have today. I do like Tennessee. Nobody likes to bet Rick Barnes in the tournament, but there's a difference between not liking Tennessee to make a long tournament run based on how they've been upset in the past or haven't gone far in the tournament, or beating a Sun Belt team that they should just be able to suffocate defensively and win at points. So I do like Tennessee. And I think it was Jeff or Kelly that liked San Diego State in that game, in that 5-12 game. Yeah, and that's another game where, again, I'm kind of backing a Mountain West team and taking a leap of faith, but it's more about the matchup here. Charleston shoots a lot of threes. They don't make a very high percentage at all. And what's going to happen when San Diego State chops off however many possessions that they're going to off of Charleston's offense? Like that's going to be a lot of points for Charleston to try and make up. Aztec's got a good three-point defense, and I do think that they will get the win there.
All right.
And I like Illinois against Arkansas as well. The tantalizing upside of Illinois. Like, you look at what they did against UCLA and Texas, who were a couple of two seeds. And it's like the ceiling for this team, I think, is greater than the ceiling for Arkansas, which they seem to blow leads every single game. So,
Chris got to run.
There's kind of the run through. Go ahead, Gil.
Thank you.
Go back to tweets.
Let's go, Aztec.
All right. Survivor jockeying begins. Cannot wait. We're oppo. One of us is rebuying, or maybe both of us are rebuying it. Do an entry or two. Coming back with the crack, man. Let's see if we can coax some Allen Boston picks out of him next.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
There's no better time to hit the court for some exciting action in college basketball. Sign up with BetMGM using bonus code, let's see here, talent code 1000. And place your first bet on March matchups. If your wager loses, you'll still receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets. Find out why March is the most magical month in sports and take your shot at thrilling tournament wins. Eligibility restrictions apply. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly and offer resources to help you make appropriate choices. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions, that is. U.S. promotional offers not available in Mississippi, Nevada, New York, and Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in Colorado, Washington, D.C., Illinois, Indiana, Louisiana, Maryland, Mississippi, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming. Call 877-8-HOPE-NEW-YORK or text H-O-P-E-N-Y, that's 467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona, 1-800-522-4700 in Kansas and Nevada, 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa, 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. Skill Alexander, it's Kelly Bidlin.
I feel like you deserve a ribbon every time you make it through all those numbers.
Why, thank you so much. A ribbon.
Ribbon, a medal, whatever.
It's a blue ribbon day.
Yeah, so I was thinking cheap because you read it every day, so can't give you a trophy every day, Gil.
Oh, by the way, thank you, by the way, Kelly. I'll take a trophy every day. I got to give you the money because the crew made their picks. What are the crew's picks for the for March Madness? What did they decide to do with $400 United States dollars?
Let's see. What did I put in for them yesterday? $200 on Marquette to win it all. I know that was one of them. And then they had a couple final, thank you, Isaiah, Kansas to make it to the final four and Arizona to make it to the final four.
All right. Let's
Kansas
go, crew.
Plus 370.
Let's go, crew. We're all rooting for you.
Yeah.
I just want to read a couple of these tweets because Felica told me to, so I will. Dave Dwyer, love the bear, but he needs to come up for air. Mike Alvarez, Gil, why do you sound like Dracula from the Monster Mash when you imitate Vinny? That's a great point. Such a great point. Hey, well, you're not banned here. Make whatever bet you want. Hey, let's play a game. This is John Balducci. Let's play a game of one of these bets is not like the other. With all of my bets today, Mizzou, Northwestern, Arkansas, Furman, Carolina, Mukova, Houston, and San Diego State. Let's go, Mukova. Ladies and gentlemen, a little earlier today, but nonetheless, as fun as always, unscripted with the crack man, Bill Krakenberger. Oh, yeah. And it is something like this. Oh. Billy.
Hey.
What's happening, man? Oh, I don't want to interrupt. You making bets over there?
No, I just, you know, it's a struggle to make bets. We're still antiquated here in certain ways. And, you know, when you put bets in these apps, have this problem with this toggle.
Yes.
And this is the big sports books too. This is Circa, this is Westgate, this is South Point. It's the software they use. I just showed you acquiring location. Couldn't get on, couldn't even make the bet. I turned Wi-Fi on, turned Wi-Fi off.
Yeah, it used to be the pro tip here, and these are a couple pro tips here for people coming in town. The pro tip with the apps, because the apps will be frustrated. You'll come from a state that'll have better apps than we do.
Yes.
It will often take you to turn off the Wi-Fi to get it to work.
Yes.
That seems to not be as universal anymore. But that could be a way to do it. The other thing is I should give Jay Rude a shout. I should give him a shout every year on this day. Jay Rude was the first guy when he was the vice president of racing sports at MGM to put up first to 15 bets. Kelly, did you used to do this all the time at MGM? Now everybody does it. But they used to do first to 15 bets. It used to be the greatest thing ever.
It's a great bet.
It's a great bet.
By the way, great. I didn't know he did that. Wow.
Oh, we used to do it all the time, and it's also the biggest cheer in the sports book because most people are betting the dog, and then once they get to 15, they switch allegiances. They probably have the favorite, right? So it's a whole thing. They used to, so just the history of it, Jay was the first to put it up at 15. It was awesome. I remember hitting like Notre Dame against Kentucky, the Julius Randle teams, like for huge money. It's like betting the, you know, the Tigers against the Yankees on a Wednesday in July, that kind of payoff. Then they messed around with it for a little while. They went to like they tried 10s and 20s. The 20s, the favorite would manifest too many times, so like no one would win on those. The 10s was so quick that the book was like, well, this isn't good for us. We're not putting that up. Now they figured out the 10s, and some people still offer to 10, but like the bang for your buck's not all that great. You can grind out a profit, but 15 is the sweet spot.
So are they still offering 15 somewhere?
Oh, yeah.
Because I've
Caesars
seen
does.
Caesars.
Caesars okay. offers that, and Circa offers first to 10.
Yeah.
First to 10 is very interesting. I made a lot of bets last night at Circa first to 10. Mostly underdogs, but then again, I think I bet Houston late a lot because I thought it was worth. Yeah, I'm giving out some plays here. Pending at Circa. Okay, yes. Let's get right in with this first. Alan Boston gave me.
Please.
He said Kentucky to advance to the Sweet 16. I bet at plus 165 at Westgate, plus 150. And it's plus 155 even. You can find this around. I thought that was a really good, you know, the trip to the 16 seemed like a really good bet.
Kentucky to the Sweet 16.
Kentucky to the Sweet 16.
Shop around.
Yeah, shop okay. around. You could find that. I was looking. We were looking for it at the Elite Eight to the Elite Eight too.
Mm-hmm.
Still, again, not to pick on the Vegas books, but we're very, very behind. The books all back east all have yeah, first.
We talked
Elite
about them
eight.
From DraftKings yesterday.
Yeah, they don't have it. They don't have it here. So, but like,
did he have something to the Elite Eight though? Did he have any best?
Same team.
Same team. Kentucky yeah. to the Elite Eight. What was the number on that?
You know what? I don't remember. We didn't have it.
Yeah.
Because I mean, literally, you can see my Circa app. I mean, it's filled with bets.
I'm gonna
just
guess.
Filled.
I'm gonna guess it's double. It's double the bang for your buck, or a little more than double the bang.
Oh, it's yes. So, anyway, like
from the Sweet 16, then
teams to the first 10. I bet Colgate plus 235, Houston minus 365. We kind of thought that was way too low for Houston to the first 10. Now, first 10 is a tricky bet, but Houston comes right out a lot and will do that, even if they have one of their big guys down.
Colgate plus 235 is interesting, though.
Colgate plus 235. I think I have a peanut on Princeton, just a peanut. Iona taking 2-1, just in case Patino gets them going on the first 10. It's first to 10. FAU, Allen Boston liked that one a lot, just to let you know. FAU first to 10. Matter of fact.
Does he like them for the game? Do you remember?
Yeah. For the game, we actually, I bet it at Caesars plus 3 minus 20. This could be, I'll buy the 2-3 on these tournament games, and Allen also. And let me just tell you something, Mr. Walters also. I'll give you guys some insight. I'm sure someone will come on here and say, well, you're ruining our edge. Giving that away to someone.
Even when they assume we're talking about them when we're not, kind of thing.
Yeah, they have no idea. Yeah, we get the telephone tough guys.
As we've learned.
Drake also, I bought the 3 minus 20. Might be a big guy out of Miami, the center. So could be a situation. I don't really middle games, but if you have a key player that maybe announced not playing, or maybe he's not, even if he's playing, is not really healthy, maybe take the plus 3 minus 20 there. And I seen one of those places had $1.16 money line the other way. Whew. I will put a large amount. Matter of fact, I'll put my bankroll, a big portion of my bankroll, I mean, on something like that. I mean, you get a plus 3 and a pick minus 16. Are you kidding me? It's a really good bet. The key is numbers in college basketball, 2-3. Let's start out by saying this. So I had Allen Boston on my podcast this week.
Wise Cracks with John Orlando.
It's on right now. It's on YouTube. It's on WSN site. But I also tweeted it out. It's about an hour and 20 minutes. It's really a good methodical breakdown of every single first round game. I would recommend anyone to watch that, just to see what's up with Allen. What's he think? He's very methodical. He's very coach driven.
He is
still does the binder.
When we used to have him on, it was fascinating. He still has the binder, right?
Yeah.
There's no computer, right? He's still got the binders for every team.
Right.
Takes meticulous notes on everything.
Oh, yeah.
He's big on game flow, right? How did a result of a game get to that result?
Yep.
And what he can glean from that as a handicapper.
I'll just tell you this. So about 7 or 8 years ago, I've known Allen 20-some years, so 7, 8 years ago, Allen calls me up. He says, listen, I really, really, really feel good about this season. Some really good teams that people are just don't know about. Some of these mid-majors and stuff. So anyway, I said, Allen, you know what I'll do? I'll make some plays for us. And I said, I'll get the best of the lines, of course, shopping lines. And we went on that season to have a terrible season and 160 units. And what I mean by that is he was right. The end game. The end of the game is the fouls, because let's just face it, Allen was about 70% dogs there. We've lost so many games at the last 2 minutes of the game. It was unbelievable. We still won 60 units for the season, made a nice chunk. And Allen was telling me about, you know what, we should really do first halves on these games, but there's just not enough market to do first halves. Same thing with March Madness. He gave me, after the break when we come back, I'll give you three teams that we're playing in the first half. And it's such a the market is just unbelievable. You can still get all the numbers, which is unusual to get all the numbers of a originator.
Yeah.
But that's the kind of a market we have here. Lots of money in town, lots of square money. Parlay cards. How fun. Everyone play parlay cards. Ties lose. Ain't that nice? Just use a mask and a gun. That's what you should use for these parlay cards.
We'll get Alan's picks. By the way, I used to tell him, I was like, why don't you in-game bet? He had no interest. Like he would be the greatest in-game
better
ever.
Yeah,
more
game.
With the crack. Peace. Man. Allen Boston's picks, and beyond. Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network.